This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the recent free trade agreement between India and European Union will benefit Indian startups by improving access to funding and will also boost India's creative economy. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps and CCPM's rally at the Karyapa Parade Ground in New Delhi.
यूरोपियन यूनियन यानी दुनिया के 27 देशों के साथ भारत का ये एग्रीमेंट हुआ है. इसका फायदा भारत के स्टार्टअप्स को होगा, भारतीय स्टार्टअप्स की फंडिंग और इनोवेशन इकोसिस्टम तक पहुंच और आसान होगी. इस समझौते से हमारी क्रिएटिव इकोनॉमी को फिल्म, गेमिंग, फैशन, डिजिटल कंटेंट, म्यूजिक और डिजाइन को भी बहुत फायदा होगा.
The NCCPM rally marked the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026, which witnessed the participation of 2,406 cadets from across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's aviation sector has undergone a historic transformation over the past decade, evolving into the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message at the Wings India 2026 event, which got underway at Begum Pet Airport in Hyderabad yesterday. He recalled the air travel in the country was once limited to an exclusive club, but India is no longer limited to a privileged few and is becoming accessible to all. The Prime Minister said India is positioning itself as a land of aviation opportunities, spanning aircraft manufacturing, advanced air mobility and aircraft leasing. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi virtually addressed the centenary celebrations of Arya Vidya Sal Charitable Hospital in Kerala. Mr. Modi said around 12,000 Ayush health and wellness centers have been established across the country to provide holistic healthcare services. Describing the Indian-European Trade Pact as historic, Mr. Modi said it will boost Indian traditional medical services and practitioners. The budget session of Parliament began yesterday with the ceremonial address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu outlined the central government's sustained focus on strengthening country's public healthcare system. The president noted that over 11 crore people have received free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana since the launch of the scheme. Maharashtra is in deep mourning following the tragic demise of state's deputy chief minister and NCP president Ajit Pawar in a plane crash near Baramati in Pune district yesterday. Last rites of NCP chief will be performed with full state honours around 11 a.m. today in Baramati. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that a Learjet 45 VT SSK aircraft operated by VSR Ventures Private Limited with 5 people on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister, 2 more personnel and 2 crew members, crash landed at Baramati Airport. No one on board survived the crash. Meanwhile, the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau AAIB will investigate the plane crash at Baramati Airport. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, several Union Ministers have expressed profound grief at the demise of the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister. In men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the 4T20 International of the 5-match series at Visakhapatnam last night. Put into bat first, visitors posted 215 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India were bowled out for 165 in 18.4 overs, despite a quick knock of 65 runs in just 23 balls by Shivam Dubey. New Zealand skipper Mitchell Stantner claimed 3 wickets. Earlier, India had won the toss and opted to bowl first. Despite the loss, India continued to hold an unassailable 3-1 lead in the 5-match series. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog and cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana, Rajasthan, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Bihar till Saturday. The Met Department has also predicted cold wave conditions to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana and Delhi for the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.